The nation watched a tight race in Central Ohio's 12th congressional district Tuesday night. At last count, Republican candidate Troy Boulderson held a lead of fewer than 1,800 votes, but about 8,000 provisional and absentee ballots still needed counted. WOSU's Adora Numiga-Dé and Nick Evans were with the candidates on election night.
Here's Troy Boulderson, the next congressman.
Boulderson fans roared as the Republican state senator ascended the stage late Tuesday night. He faced Democrat Danny O'Connor in a special election to finish the term of Representative Pat Tiberi, who resigned in January. Both President Trump and Vice President Pence visited Central Ohio to promote Boulderson in the weeks leading up to the election.
I'd like to thank President Trump. Mr. President, coming to town, I'd also like to take the time to thank Vice President Pence for coming in next week.
The 12th congressional district seat has been held by a Republican for 77 of the last 80 years. But strong Democratic enthusiasm transformed the race into a nail-biter. As of midnight, the race had not been called. But Boulderson and other Republicans declared victory anyway. Helen Hall lives in Newark and attended Boulderson's watch party with her husband. She's thrilled Boulderson came out on top.
Troy is a very good man. We really believe in him. He keeps our principles alive, and he's following in the footsteps of Pat Tiberi, who we have so much respect for.
Thomas Wong owns the Virtues Golf Club in Muskingum County. He says Boulderson will bring economic growth to the area.
I own a business in this district, and I know from Troy's long service in the state legislature that he was pro-business, pro-growth.
And though early projections show Boulderson winning the August 7th election, the candidate can't rest. He faces O'Connor again in the general election to determine who represents the Central Ohio District for the following term.
And November, get ready, we got to come back here in November.
I'm Adora Numiga-Dé, WOSU News.
And I'm Nick Evans. Last night, before Democrat Danny O'Connor took the stage at a Westerville Union Hall, Congresswoman Joyce Beatty, a Democrat from Columbus, stepped in to rev up the crowd.
I only have one speech for tonight, and that's a speech of victory. Tonight, we put Ohio on the map again because Danny O'Connor did the impossible.
And O'Connor, the Franklin County recorder, certainly did make a strong impression. In all seven of the district's counties, O'Connor secured a higher percentage of votes than Hillary Clinton did in the 2016 presidential election. That fits with his underlying strategy: make inroads with suburban Republican voters turned off by the president's bluster while driving turnout in deep blue Franklin County. O'Connor may not have secured a victory on election night, but he didn't concede either.
I'll tell you what, can you believe how close this is? We are in a tie ball game, and you made this possible.
O'Connor's campaign is pinning its hopes on absentee and provisional ballots. With at least 8,000 votes remaining to be counted, there's still an outside chance for him to close the gap. If, when election officials hold the official canvass later this month, the gap between Boulderson and O'Connor is half a percentage point or less, it will trigger an automatic recount. O'Connor closed the night shouting himself hoarse, putting the focus exactly where Boulderson did, on the next and perhaps more consequential contest in November.
We went door to door. We went house to house. We made our case for change. We're going to make that case tomorrow. We're not stopping now. Tomorrow we rest, and then we keep fighting through to November. Let's go out there.
Come November, Ohio's 12th congressional district will likely once again be a toss-up. But with every House seat in the country on the ballot, it may not attract the same national attention. Nick Evans, WOSU News.